This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
The health system in Gaza is collapsing.
That's Tamara Al-Rifai with the United Nations.
Especially Al-Shifa Hospital. Al-Shifa is an iconic hospital in Gaza. It is always the hospital that continues to function across the wars.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees also warned Monday its operations in Gaza would have to shut down within 2 days due to the same fuel shortage that shut down the hospitals as fighting rages between Israel and Hamas. More on this now from VOA's Gary Butterworth in Jerusalem.
The Director General of the World Health Organization says Gaza's largest hospital is no longer functioning. This as Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas is blocking safe evacuation of patients from Gaza hospitals, where deaths are being reported as generators run out of fuel. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United States is hosting the annual APEC Summit of World Leaders this week in San Francisco. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Protesters took to the streets over the weekend. Workers' rights, the environment, the Israel-Hamas war. Some of the issues they say need to be addressed at APEC. Bay Climate Action's Will Wiltzko.
It can't just be a race to the bottom, and it can't be business as usual.
Headlining the summit, a meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Export controls, tension over Taiwan, just some of the issues facing the two. Biden is said to be determined to restore military-to-military communications that Beijing largely withdrew from after then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan in August of 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. South Asia has become the global hotspot for air pollution. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports that toxic smog is disrupting the lives of millions of people across India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh.
It's become very difficult to breathe.
There's a lot of smog. It's difficult to breathe.
Studies found 9 of the world's 10 most polluted cities are in the region. And while causes like industry and vehicles affect most countries, certain major contributors are unique to South Asia. Solid fuel combustion for cooking and heating, human cremation, and the burning of agricultural waste all worsen air quality in the region. In New Delhi, about 38% of this year's pollution has been caused by stubble burning. It's a common farming practice to clear the fields after the rice harvest. An increase in the number of vehicles on the roads as the region develops is also exacerbating the pollution problem.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says in India and Pakistan alone, since the early 2000s, traffic has increased by 4 times. 900 earthquakes hit southern Iceland on Monday, authorities said, adding to tens of thousands that have rattled the region in recent weeks. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports the country is preparing for what could become a significant volcanic eruption.
Roads have begun to crack and buildings buckle under the pressure of underground magma as Iceland prepares for a possible volcanic eruption. Scientists began to worry as lava started to head to the surface, as Matthew James Roberts from the Icelandic Meteorological Office explains.
This intrusion was 15 kilometres long, and to begin with, there were thousands of cubic metres per second of molten rock magma coursing into this intrusion.
All 3,800 residents of the town were evacuated from their homes over the weekend.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan, who says in March 2021, lava fountains erupted spectacularly from a fissure in the ground that was over 2,000 feet long. European Union officials are finalizing the last details of a proposed 12th package of sanctions on Russia that will include a diamond ban. The military junta in Gabon says it wants to hold elections in August 2025. And former U.S. President Donald Trump facing furious backlash Monday over Veterans Day weekend remarks branding his political opponents vermin, as leading scholars and President Joe Biden accused him of parroting Hitler and Mussolini. Scott Walterman, VOA News.